holy fear. If we hear the voice of Adonai, the Lord, our God, anymore, we will die. For who is there of all humanity that has heard the voice of the living God speaking from the fire as we have and stayed alive? You go near. Deuteronomy 5:21-24 in the CJB, or 24-27 in other versions. As I read that passage, I began to picture the entire nation shrinking down on shaking knees, and I thought of the sadness Father must have felt at that moment. I have heard what this people has said when speaking to you, and everything they have said is good. Oh, how I wish their hearts would stay like this always. Deuteronomy 5, verses 25 and 26, or 28 and 29. Considering all of the ways Father draws us to himself, why would he want them to stand back? He goes on to say that they would fear me and obey all my mitzvot commandments so that it would go well with them and their children forever. When Jesus died, the veil was torn in two and we were given direct access to Father. But have we become too comfortable in our personal relationships with the Lord? Do we get hung up on becoming best friends with the Holy Trinity and forget to bow our hearts in reverence to our Maker? Have we forgotten holy fear? Do we tuck the Spirit in our back pocket so we can pull him out at our convenience? Are we still on the throne of our own hearts? Therefore, you are to be careful to do as Adonai your God has ordered you. You are not to deviate either to the right or to the left. You are to follow the entire way which Adonai your God has ordered you, so that you will live. Deuteronomy 5, verse 29 or 32. Because Jesus paid our penalty, we can go directly to our Father through him, but we need to remember that he will always be head of the family and deserve our respect and obedience. Don't just pull him out of your pocket when you're lost. Follow him today.